Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 79 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Arlo Barnett.
I was born and raised in Rowan County, Kentucky, and I am a resident here.
The residency of Rowan County Circuit Clerk is being legally questioned.
A real estate developer in Prestonsburg has been ordered to pay restitution.
Kentucky's Attorney General is suing a travel agency.
A feature film will start shooting in Moorhead next month.
The new Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College is making a difference and will soon expand.
In sports, the Reds look to recover in Game 2 against the Mets tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 57 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Rowan County Circuit Clerk says she is certain that she meets all requirements to serve. Kim Barker-Tabor was appointed to the position in January after her father, Jim Barker, retired. A motion was filed by Sam King in Rowan Circuit Court yesterday questioning Tabor's residency. Tabor says she doesn't know why the question is being brought up now.
When I got married, I did rest my head in Olivetville, Kentucky. But when my son, as you parents know, when your sons get involved or daughters get involved in extracurricular activities, it takes a lot of time. And it just made more sense, since we do work here, he goes to school here, it just made more sense for us to move to Rowan County.
Barker-Tabor has two opponents in the May 22nd primary. A hearing on the motion will be heard on May 18th at 9 a.m. in Rowan Circuit Court.
Students and faculty are reacting to the death of a Moorhead State student over the weekend. 27-year-old Anan Albalawi was struck and killed by a car on a Chicago Expressway off-ramp early Sunday morning. He was a junior and international student in MSU's School of Engineering. Joe Curd was one of Albalawi's professors.
Anan was one of those students. He was rather quiet. He was a good student. He, you know, there was no problems with him ever.
Albalawi was a member of the Saudi Students Club. Illinois State Police are treating the incident as a hit and run. The driver of the car has reportedly been taken into custody.
A Floyd County man was sentenced to 30 years in prison after pleading guilty to production and distribution of child pornography. According to LEX 18, 31-year-old Joshua Lawson of Ivel pleaded guilty to one count of producing child pornography and two counts of distribution. He admitted to taking a nude photograph of a preteen girl and also sending two nude pictures of different preteen girls to an undercover officer over the internet. He will serve an additional 5 years for the distribution charges, which is the minimum sentence for that offense. Lawson remains jailed in the Pike County Detention Center.
A Prestonsburg real estate developer who pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit bank fraud has been ordered to pay restitution but will escape jail time. Paul Fannin appeared for sentencing last week, but his judgment was only entered today. According to EKB News, a district judge sentenced him to time served in the case, along with 5 years of supervision. She also ordered him to pay over $248,000 in restitution. Fannin was accused of getting loans in his daughter's name after his bank cut off his credit and at least partially using that money to support his gambling habit. Fannin has said all along he was only acting on advice from his loan officer and co-defendant, Brent Lee. Lee took his case to trial and was found guilty on all 9 counts. They include conspiracy, bank fraud, theft, embezzlement, or misapplication by a bank officer, and unauthorized obligation by a bank employee. He will be sentenced later this month.
Moorhead police say there's a new scam that's plaguing the bluegrass, and those interested in renting homes are at risk. The con artist will take out rental listings, advertisements that is, and when the victim shows an interest in the rental, the scammer will tell them that they're out of town and to send a deposit. MPD Captain Kyle Callahan says those looking to rent a home should meet with a landlord in person before sending any money.
If you see a listing and it has an address, it'd probably be good to do a drive-by, maybe see if there's an office there. You know, do some homework and make sure that you're just not sending money. If somebody owns houses here and they want to rent a place, you know, want to rent it out to renters, then I think, you know, they should be willing to make the sacrifice to come to Moorhead and to show you the home and meet you.
If someone is a victim of one of those scams, they should contact the Kentucky Attorney General's Consumer Fraud Hotline.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear is suing a Shelbyville travel agency after failing to refund almost $91,000 to customers. WMKY's Brian Courtney reports.
The lawsuit accuses Travel Crazy and its owner, Kenneth Harp, of deceptive business practices. It claims that Travel Crazy canceled around 40 customer bookings and then did not refund them. Many of the customers affected are senior residents in Shelby and Jefferson counties. It's alleged that Harp wrote a letter in February claiming the company had fallen on hard times and would file for bankruptcy, but that is yet to happen. Beshear says it's clear to him that Harp is knowingly scamming elderly Kentuckians. His lawsuit alleges that Harp created Plus Tours, Inc., aiming to scam even more old folks. A Shelby Circuit Court has granted Beshear an injunction against the business, meaning they must cease operation until the court rules in the case. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Brian Courtney.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Three officials from the region are at the Kentucky Association of Manufacturers Conference in Lexington today to discuss how Eastern Kentucky is getting its economic groove back. Ashland Alliance President and CEO Tim Gibbs, One East Kentucky head Chuck Sexton, and Kentucky Power's Jacob Cawley are being featured during a panel discussion about the resurgence of the area's economy. Gibbs says the key to Eastern Kentucky's newfound success has been the ability of local officials to show its competitive advantage when it comes to supplying potential employers with highly trained, skilled workers.
Due to no fault of their own, we had a lot of people that were displaced, either because of steel in my area or coal in Chuck's area. And now we've been able to find the attributes of that workforce and also find a way to brand it and market it in a way. And that's something that business and industry around the world need.
CAM's annual conference will run through tomorrow at the Lexington Center.
The upcoming shooting of a feature film may offer many economic benefits for Moorhead. An estimated 50 actors and staff will be visiting to film London Calling, a film about a businessman who gets involved with the Appalachian natural resources industry. Tony Pence is the director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated. He says Rowan County offers many benefits for production companies.
Well, there's tax benefits to shooting a movie in Kentucky. You know, you get some rebate on your costs. You know, the cost of filming here is less than it is in a metropolitan area or in Los Angeles. But our regional airport with, you know, the scenery around it was a big draw.
Filming is set to begin May 21st.
More than 200 locals attended an open casting call for that film, London Calling, which will begin filming next month. The pre-production staff is gathering extras, cast members, and a lot of information before the work in town begins. Associate producer Mike Downey says he is always on the lookout for people and items needed for the film.
We're always welcome extras. We're still looking for more help, interns or PAs, production assistants. But the big thing that I'm working on right now that we need help with is finding more vehicles. And so, you know, in movie terms, as you probably know, called picture cars.
In addition to large 4x4 trucks and dualies, Downey says they also need some government-looking cars and a 90s model convertible. You can submit a photo of a vehicle to him via Facebook by messaging Mike Lee Downey.
The chief operating officer for Maysville Community and Technical College says the school's new $28 million facility at the MMRC Industrial Park in Rowan County is making a big difference in the school's ability to educate its students. Russ Ward is also the director of MCTC's Rowan Campus Center. Ward says having the new building is making a big difference.
It's opened up a lot of opportunities for us to expand some of our programs. You know, we've gotten into robotics now, and we have a much stronger computerized manufacturing program because of new equipment and more space. And there's days it seems like there's not a lot of people here, but we're so spread out now with a larger campus that, you know, people actually have the room to do what they need to do.
The MMRC Industrial Park is expected to start construction soon on a $5 million structure it will rent to MCTC Rowan that it will use its so-called high bay industrial programs for, such as auto tech.
The East Carter High School's Junior ROTC program won national honors at the High School Drill Team Championships in Daytona, Florida this weekend. The group took second place for color guard, fourth in platoon regulation, fifth for platoon inspection, and Commander Sienna Griffith took third place in her competition. Instructor Major Matt Francis says this is the third year the team has competed at the national level.
The first year we came, we placed fourth place in platoon. And last year we placed in one event, we placed fifth place in color guard. And also the first year we had a trophy to top four commanders, and we had a fourth place in the commander's trophy. That was Brandon Felty that graduated 2 years ago. I feel like we have just continued to get better.
Francis says the competition is between the best Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps Junior ROTC programs in the nation.
The Greenup County Board of Education met yesterday to discuss moving forward on plans to implement a utility tax. WMKY's Kenzie Thompson has more.
The board voted 4-0 to proceed with the utility tax increase, which leaves the option for voters to collect signatures to have the issue placed on the November ballot. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, Finance Director Scott Burchett says the proposed 3% hike would bring in an estimated $750,000 to the district in additional revenue per year. Officials say the average household would pay about $15 more a month for their utilities. Board members believe the money would help Greenup schools pay for preschool safety measures and other pressing needs, along with reversing the negative effects of $300,000 in recent state funding cuts. The tax would be placed on utilities like electricity, water, gas, telephone, cell phone, and cable, satellite, and other TV and communication services. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kenzie Thompson.
Folks in the Bluegrass are honoring registered nurses this week. There are 44,000 of them in Kentucky. President of the Association of Women's Health, Obstetric and Neonatal Nurses, Jennifer Doyle, says nurses are on the front lines of care and well-positioned to assess and address health conditions.
For any person undergoing surgery, we're trying, as healthcare in general, trying to send patients home with less opiate medicine, not to expect that you're going to go home with 2 months' worth of opiates.
National Nurses Week concludes on May 12th, which is the birthday of Florence Nightingale, who is considered the founder of modern nursing.
Even though the Federal Affordable Care Act mandated in 2014 that all U.S. citizens must have either Medicaid or private health insurance plans, St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead continues to cover the medical bills of patients who can't pay their bills. SCH Foundation Director Tom Lewis says the hospital last year provided $125,000 in charity care and another $2.6 million in uncompensated care, which mainly went for people with private health insurance coverage who couldn't cover their deductibles or copays.
We still deal with some of that that loss year after year, caring for people who can't afford to pay their medical bills. But our mission doesn't say proclaim God's goodness through a healing ministry to the people who can afford to pay for the health care that they receive. It's to everybody in Eastern Kentucky.
St. Clair is currently in the midst of its annual community fundraising campaign to help offset those and other expenses, More information can be found on the hospital's website at stclair.org. And turning to a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening region, tonight partly cloudy with lows around 57 degrees. Tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs around 81. Tomorrow night an 80% chance of thunderstorms, lows around 64. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain remaining, highs around 80, mostly clear that night with lows around 60. On Friday, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, getting down into the mid-60s that night. And on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny and hot, highs around 88 degrees. It's currently sitting at 76 degrees in Winchester, 77 right now in Lexington, 80 in Ashland, 82 in Inez, 76 in Flemingsburg, and 79 degrees here in Moorhead.
On our feature segment today, an art gallery honoring late Moorhead State Professor Dino Golding was officially dedicated last week. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
The Golding Yang Art Gallery honors the late Dino Golding, his wife Yanya Yang, and his brother-in-law Nong Yang. The ceremony was held last week at the Clay Pol Young Art Building. Gene Pesch is Associate Dean of MSU's Department of Art and Design.
They have been strong supporters of the Department of Art and Design and have created actual art and design scholarships, and have provided a very wonderful donation to the gallery that will affect the lives of students for years to come.
Golding was a faculty member in the art department for 23 years. He also taught several summer programs, including the Arts Academy in Guangxi, China, and the Kentucky Governor's Scholars Program. His wife, Yanya Yang, says Golding was beloved by his students.
So as a professor, he was very dedicated. He spent all his energy on teaching students how to be a better designer and artist and a better human being.
One of those students was senior art major Maggie Flanagan.
I had Dino my freshman year for Digital Foundations, and he was an amazing professor. He never forgot me. He always remembered my name. Whenever he'd see me on campus, he always asked how I was doing, what my plans were. And then I went on one of the New York trips with him this past semester, and that was amazing. Dino was a fantastic human being, and he will definitely be greatly missed.
The Golding Yang Art Gallery was named in part to honor the family's donations to support the gallery and scholarships. Nong Yang is Golding's brother-in-law.
And Dino is such a decent person, and he contributed, dedicated his whole life to this art program until his death. So he is a very unique and very special person to Moorhead, not only to Moorhead State, particularly to Moorhead art program.
Flanagan says that support has enabled her education.
I'm seeking out a double major and a minor, so I have an extra semester, and the Yang Scholarship has definitely helped me.
Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 4:48 and 79 degrees on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Arlo Barnett, and we're so glad you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio, serving Rowan and surrounding counties with WKCA at 97.7 FM. All the programming of WKCA, classic country music, news, and more are available worldwide on WKCARadio.com. Apps available for both your Apple and Android devices. WKCA proudly supports Moorhead State University and Moorhead State Public Radio.
Reds try again. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds will be back at home tonight with an eye on evening things up with the New York Mets. Building an early 5-0 lead over the Reds, the Mets earned a 7-6 win last night in the Queen City. Second baseman Scooter Jeanette was encouraged by the fight the 8-27 Reds showed.
I don't think we were really doing much of that early in the season when we were down by a lot. So it's nice to see. And, you know, I think if both sides come together there, we end up winning that ball game pretty easy. you know, unfortunately we lost by one run, but you know, it's nice to see that we're putting balls in play, we're getting runs across, we're chipping away, one run, two runs, and that's what it's all about.
Jeanette helped key the Cincinnati Rally with a home run and an RBI double. First pitch tonight at Great American Ballpark will happen at 7:10. Morehead State baseball coach Mike McGuire says even though his 30 and 19 Eagles are very good offensively, they are unusual in one respect. According to McGuire, his ball club really isn't a great fit for its home ballpark, long ball friendly Allen Field.
I think of all the teams I've had here, this team is built the least for our ballpark, and that's by design. I think for us to get where we want to get to as a program and as a team, you know, we're going to win an OVC championship on the road. And, you know, if we play in a regional, it's going to be on the road.
Despite the fact they don't really fit their home field, the Baseball Eagles are still hitting .312 as a team and are scoring an average of 8 runs a game. They start a 3-game OVC series at Murray State on Friday. The Morehead State softball team is headed to compete in the OVC tournament in Oxford, Alabama. The double elimination tournament begins for the Eagles on Wednesday with in-state rival and number 1 seed Eastern Kentucky. Coach David Williams believes his team matches up well with EKU if they can excel in two key areas.
I mean, they're a really good hitting team. They're going to try to manufacture a lot of runs and put up some numbers. So, you know, big thing for us, get solid pitching, have our defense play behind the pitchers, and really limit their opportunity.
Game time for Wednesday's opening round game is set for 6:30. The athletic director at Ashland Blazer High School says the school's new boys basketball coach isn't facing a rebuilding job. 42-year-old Jason Mays was named to replace Jeremy Howe as the Tomcats head coach last Friday. AD Mark Swift thinks Mays will take over a program that's headed in the right direction.
We think we're in good shape. Our 7th grade went undefeated. Our 9th grade went undefeated. Our JV lost one game. Of course, we lost 6 at the varsity level. We did lose 2 seniors, both of which were important pieces to the program. But we still feel like that the program's in robust condition.
Blazer won 24 games last season. While the Tomcats are graduating top scorer Chase Fillers, they returned junior Devontae Robinson, who averaged over 17 points a game. A 5-star high school basketball recruit from Alabama is hoping to get a strong look from Kentucky. 6'3 guard Kyra Lewis says UK assistant coach Kenny Payne recently told him that he compares favorably to former Wildcat John Wall, who's now starring in the NBA. Lewis remains high on coach John Calipari and the UK program.
It's always great because he put guys in the league, Coach Cal does and Coach Payne does. So it's a guard school. They just let their guards play fast, up-tempo, and it's a great hearing from them.
That's Lewis on Kentucky.com. The rising star in the class of 2019 has reportedly been playing well during this spring's Nike Tour. Some other notes from college basketball. Former Louisville assistant coach Kenny Johnson, who was fired last year because of his ties to the ongoing FBI investigation, has been hired as an assistant coach at LaSalle. The development makes Johnson the first assistant who was terminated because of the wide-ranging college basketball scandal to land a new job at a Division I program. And Tyrese Maxey, the number 2 ranked point guard in the 2019 class, is set to make his college announcement tomorrow. Kentucky is the heavy favorite to land the 5-star. Ashton Hagans, the top ranked point guard in the class, is already a UK commit. In the NBA, the Western Conference Finals could be set with a couple of wins tonight. First at 8, the Houston Rockets will look to close out their series with Utah at home. Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni says his team obviously wants to end the series tonight.
I mean, that's pretty common sense, and yeah, we want to close it out for all kinds of reasons. You don't mess with the game, you don't mess with whatever. When you get a chance, you got to take it. We have a chance, so we should be mentally focused and ready, and you know, get all the energy that we can get. We got to be ready.
Then at 10:30, the defending champion Golden State Warriors will look to lock up their 4th straight trip to the Western Conference Finals with a win at home over New Orleans. Warriors coach Steve Kerr is crediting forward Draymond Green for his team's postseason success this year.
The bigger the game, the better Draymond plays, the more intense he is, the more focus he has. He's going against Anthony Davis night after night and just doing an amazing job in concert with his teammates. But Draymond's a rare guy. I mean, he gets better, you know, every time the moment gets bigger, he gets better, and not everybody can see that.
In the East, Cleveland locked up its spot in the conference finals last night after blowing out Toronto. They'll face the winner of the Boston-Philly series. Finally, in sports, veteran Brandon LaFell says the Cincinnati Bengals offense is looking forward to the return of fellow wide receiver John Ross. Ross was the Bengals' top draft pick out of Washington last year, but appeared in just 2 games because of a lingering shoulder injury. He's healthy now, and LaFell says he'll provide the Bengals offense with a nice bonus.
It's definitely like, you know, some of the guys in the NBA that sit out a year and then come back and play their second year, really be their rookie year. So it's John had a red shirt year. Unfortunately, he was injured, had to have surgery once or twice or so. But he's going to be back out there this year. He's going to be a threat for us. And without all that speed, we definitely can use him out on the field, stretch it out, and then free up other guys on the field.
Possessor of 4.2 speed in the 40-yard dash, Ross is also expected to help the Bengals as a returner next year. That's it for sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Baseball welcomes Western Carolina at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, May 16th. They will close out their regular season hosting Tennessee Tech for three games, May 17th through 19th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386, online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed little changed after President Trump announced he was withdrawing the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal signed 3 years ago. The index briefly fell more than 100, or I should say the Dow Industrials briefly fell more than 150 points following this announcement. At the close, the Dow did eke out a small gain of 2.89 at 24,360.21. The S&P 500 was down 0.71 at 2671.92, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 1.69 at 7266.90. Crude oil was volatile over this last week in anticipation of this Iran announcement, and crude oil actually settled 2.4% lower after briefly falling more than 3% in today's trade. The financial sector was particularly strong today, one of four different sectors that closed higher, with financials climbing 0.7%. Industrials rose as shares of defense companies jumped. The iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense ETF rose 1.5%, its best day since March 26th. In corporate news, it was reported that NBC Universal parent Comcast is planning an all-cash bid for most of 21st Century Fox's assets if the U.S. government does approve AT&T's purchase of Time Warner. Comcast shares dropped 5.5%, while Fox slipped 0.1%. And Disney, who is also trying to buy 21st Century Fox's assets, itself was down 0.7% today. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.5% at $69.63, as mentioned, and gold was up 70 cents an ounce, I should say, at $1,314.80 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong, with the Stock 600 index up 0.8%. In Asia, stocks were strong as well, with the Nikkei up 0.2%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 1.38%. Among your Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were J.P. Morgan and GE, while the worst performers were Verizon and Nike. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Jacobs Engineering and Expeditors International, while the worst performers were Dish Network and Henry Schein. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 6 cents at 73.26, CSX up 7 cents at 60.57, Marathon Petroleum down $1.19 at 75.31, AK Steel down 11 cents at 4.43, AEP down $1.53 at 67.25, and Anthem was down 5.17, finishing at 224.09. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Regional on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, cinnamon rolls, scones, quiche, and muffins. Daily lunch menu with a variety of sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Wednesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lunch reservations and orders by phone at 606-780-4282.
Turning once again to a look at the weather forecast for the broadcasting region tonight. Partly cloudy, lows around 57 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs around 81, and we'll see an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with lows around 64. On Thursday, partly cloudy and a slight chance of rain, highs around 80. That night, mostly clear, lows around 60. On Friday, it'll be partly cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. It's currently 79 degrees here in Moorhead.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Meraz, Cody Robinson, Sean Delaney, Logan Pemberton, Peyton Stewart, Brian Courtney, Kinsey Thompson, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Jacob Lindberg. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202BHINES. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Arlo Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.